I'm Mary Hartnett with a look at Siouxland Public Media News. The League of Women Voters of Sioux City is sponsoring a program including a panel discussion on the present and future reality of voting at the Betty Strong Encounter Center this Sunday at 2 p.m. The League's president, Dagna Simmons, says last year, the League of Women Voters of Iowa had a theme of hard won, not done, for the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment. Simmons says last year, the League focused on the hard-won part and the founding of the organization. And one of the leaders of the suffrage movement was Carrie Chapman Catt,
who grew up in Charles City, Iowa, was very instrumental in the fight for the ratification of the 19th Amendment, and was also the founder of the League of Women Voters. And the fight for the right to vote for women began 72 years prior to 1920, so there was a long time coming. But that is just one example of the struggle to vote throughout the United States history.
Simmons says the 14th Amendment was ratified to give black men the right to vote after the Civil War, but there were still impediments.
Literacy tests and poll tax were implemented to keep black people from voting. And the 24th Amendment was ratified in 1964, making it illegal to require a poll tax in order to vote.
Also, Native Americans were not even considered to be citizens until 1924, and many states continued to deny Native Americans the right to vote until the expansion of the Voting Rights Act in the 1970s. The League's Carolyn Goodwin says the forum on Sunday deals with voting issues that affect Black and Indigenous people of color, and members of the panel reflect that.
Perla Alakon-Flory from the Sioux City Community School District Board of Directors, and first Hispanic to serve as chairperson. Tricia Ettringer of the Indigenous Great Plains Indian Society, who is working in Indigenous voting, and she is a Winnebago enrolled tribal member. Flora Lee from the formerly also a school board member of the League of Women Voters, as well as past president of the NAACP. Karen Mackey, the director of the Human Rights Commission, also co-founder of the Siouxland Pride Alliance.
Dagna Simmons says voting is a right and a privilege, and it's important that people are not hindered in their efforts to vote.
So like when you're talking about disabilities, that they can easily access the polling sites and that type of thing, but also to make it so that there's time to vote, that there's enough hours on voting day. Early voting is really helpful for people who aren't able to get off of jobs. And those are the types of things I think this particular people will be able to address and share with us as an audience the challenges that come up to people.
That was Dagna Simmons and Carolyn Goodwin of the League of Women Voters of Sioux City. The League is holding the forum Hard Won, Not Done for the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment this Sunday, June 27th at 2 o'clock at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. You can attend in person or you can watch it online at SiouxCityLCIC.com or Facebook.com/SCLANDC. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett. Now here's a look at the forecast.